This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Howdy do! Another hour of Resource Gold. It's the DJV program where we talk about lots of things that will help you out, hopefully. And maybe you get a smile or two. Maybe you'll even get a frown or two or three as you listen to our conversations here. Jennifer off still, but then Victoria Keelan is on the ready, as is Jay Kirshner, watching our social media and having things to say about all things. Well, I say all things because all things seem to come back to one major focus, and that is the COVID vaccines. What are we doing? Our food supply. I was looking at a book on the plane, ladies. It's called The Population Bomb. Have you ever seen it or heard it? It was written a number of years ago. Population Bomb was written by Paul Ehrlich, who is a very well-known, I remember studying his stuff when I was in college, biologist from Stanford University. A lot of things, that for those of us who studied the body when we were in school, you learned a lot about it, biology, that sort of thing. And one of the things that he was a socialist, to be sure, a socialist when it came to medicine and understanding how everything worked on the planet. And in that book, he warns of overpopulation and overconsumption and how that would result in the exhaustion of resources here, not only in our country, but around the globe. And so when you think about what's happening now, I was studying an overview that was published in one of these magazines that I was reading on the plane. That's why I remember Jennifer used to laugh about this, Victoria. Whenever I'd get on a plane to go anywhere, I'd always come back loaded for bear, all of these things that I'd come across that make for good conversation. And one of the question here that's brought about by Ehrlich's book and the understanding of what's going on in a competitive economy, because what we know is much more, we're learning how to grow food better. We're learning how to live, some people say, better and more abundance, that sort of thing. We're creative a lot. Hopefully the government will continue incentivizing innovation so that people can start businesses, come up with new ideas, and that helps our foundation a great deal. But one of the realities that we must deal with, and I've come across this on the American Family Farmer Show that I do every week, that's probably on a lot of these same stations. You can get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, where I focus on farm, food, family. This situation with COVID has pushed us into extreme poverty in some places. It has spiked the cost of food. Remember last year during the end of March, 1st of April, the hunger crisis began because we couldn't find food in the simplest of places, i.e. the grocery store. But food security has become it's a new buzzword. It's a new phrase because it is applied to a lot of people who don't have any money and they don't have a way of feeding themselves or their families. And this is something that when you go back to Ehrlich's book about the population explosion, how many times have you heard me say that we just have too many people in our country, in the world? We can't manage them. We can't feed them. We can't clothe them. We can't house them. There are not enough jobs to go around. In some places in Africa, there is a 50% unemployment rate. How do you manage a country? How do you manage anything that requires the resources that people have to have money to have if, in fact, there isn't any work? And as much as some people will bemoan, oh, those rich guys, they make all the money, that's where the jobs come from. That's where the investment comes from. That's where innovation comes from. There's a story that appeared on Bloomberg, former Morgan Stanley commodities trader named Sarah Menker was studying the World Food Program, which is something United Nations has, and this lady is working to try to get more data that will help track where food, for example, in Ethiopia, they have a new way of growing food, and they're becoming much more food independent, which is what you want for all sectors, all countries to be food independent. But so many people have been determined, have been dependent on us, the American food process, what we grow, how we preserve it, how we ship it around the world, you know, that kind of stuff. And the lack of resources that have been exposed in the past year, it's unbelievably sobering in terms of our long-term stability here. We don't have any. We better do something about it pretty fast. Remember how many times, Victoria, have I said, if we don't do something about our food chain and the way we're growing food and allowing the big ag concerns to control everything, that never mind, we won't be the breadbasket of the world anymore in 50 years. We're not going to be able to feed ourselves. Fast forward, hello, 1 year later, we can't feed ourselves, and we sure as hell are no longer the breadbasket of the world. And the rest of the world is suffering, even people that we don't like the Chinese who depend on our food, and many other places around the world that have depended on our grains and beef and, you know, you name it, they can't have it because we don't have enough for ourselves. And it's all about short-term thinking from these the big agribusinesses that are ruining agriculture. They just are.
Well, they're ruining the soil, too. I mean, I've been reading so much about the short-term thinking. Like, you know, when you push the soil to grow the number of crops, and then and then when you add in, like, you know, Monsanto and the GMO seeds and all the things that are designed in laboratories to grow faster and be more abundant and have higher yields, well, when you're sucking out, we've depleted everything that's good in the soil that is supposed to be there. Indeed. And so we're eating, you know, and then it's you are what you eat. That is could not be truer. And so when you're eating these, you know, genetically modified vegetables and things, you're getting so few nutrients, but you're also damaging. It's doing damage to your body on a cellular level. And that's the thing. Yep. These are the long-term things that people don't even think about, you know, and haven't thought about until it's too late.
So here we are here in the beginning of 2021, where the average price of pretty much everything is 20% more than it was last year in terms of food prices. The way that this works, it's like any other commodity. If you don't have enough, the prices go up. You see it in petroleum prices. I noticed that normally in Florida, where I was this weekend, the price of gas is pretty cheap. It's up to about the same as it is here in the Northeast because of, you know, some imaginary things these guys were able to use to crank up the price of oil and gas. But we also have the Chinese, the Indians, a lot of people that don't have enough livestock there. They don't have enough grain there. And that's one of the things that's pushing the food prices up as well. So should we determine that we ought to feed ourselves first? See, the easy answer to that question is, yeah, of course we should feed ourselves first. But if we don't take care of the hungry populations in the world, it destabilizes regions of the world, and that creates, you know what? So if there's not enough food in certain places in Asia and Africa and elsewhere, then there's disruption. That's part of the problem in Myanmar, however you want to pronounce it. We have not paid any attention to that at all because we're so busy, you know, trying to impeach somebody that I don't even want to go there. But the point here is that the ability to get food that's affordable to the masses is waning quickly. The global food insecurity problem has worsened over the past year, and that's something, whether the Chinese knew it was going to happen or they didn't when they let the virus out, it may have been an unintended consequence, because their people, one of the things that they're protesting that you don't hear anything about is the lack of food in China. There are people who are starving to death because there isn't enough food. Now, the Chinese government doesn't really give a damn except how, you know, because they got 1.3 billion people. They could do with about half that population, frankly. And, you know, so you look at that, and then you look at how the domino effect takes place. India has way too many people, and they're not able to feed themselves by any stretch of the imagination. And Pakistan as well, you know, all of that whole area. So we've really created something. And, again, I make the statement about unintended consequences, because I don't know that the Chinese, as smart as they think they are, thought it through as to how this was going to impact them. Not that they care about millions of people dying, but because the people who run the government now are finding themselves trying to figure out how to put the fires out there, because they didn't figure, you know, they've always tried to keep social media down or non-existent in China, so nobody would know what's going on. But they've created a nightmare for themselves, because now the people there have more money, they're buying cars, they're buying homes, and they want access to the information that comes from the outside world. And so that's where the real conundrum is coming for them. But for us, we have, and frankly, what bothers me also about the migration of people into our country, once again, we don't have enough resources to take care of the people who are here. So to make it so easy for a lot of these people to come into the country is something that's anathema, as far as I'm concerned. I think that's another one, one of these items that is part of the social register, and that's cool. We ought to be able to help. It'd be nice to be able to help other people, because we have it, you know, we have it generally speaking better than most other places, but we don't have the resources. We just don't. And I hope that that enters into the minds of the people who are, you know, not necessarily always thinking this stuff through. Your Hidden Power is another one of the hours that I do every week. The American Family Farmer is one place we can get information about food and family and farm and stuff. In Your Hidden Power programs, we have the ability to talk about things that are beyond what the normal conversation might be about our five senses. This is all about about chakras, for example. You know what how many people do you suppose, Victoria, know what a chakra is? You think people know what a chakra is? The seven chakras that we have?
I mean, if you're into it, sure, but I don't know that the average person walking around knows much.
I feel like more people today know than they once did.
Yeah, I think you're right.
They've at least heard the word, but I don't know if they understand what it is. Yeah. Yeah.
But that's the kind of stuff that we talk about with our guests. And Uri Geller, who's on every week with us, he's got a book called Learn to Douse that's a fascinating reality. He's exposing what he used to find oil and stuff all around the world when he was much younger and made a lot of money doing it. Anyway, so there's a lot of psychic conversation, astrological conversation, expansive mind, expansive conversation. Help yourself to Your Hidden Power. The most recent one is number 180. Check it out at yourhiddenpowershow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Rocket technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers greater confidence in you. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 833-8-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions equal housing federal license in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org number 33.
Good morning, private!
Good morning,
I mean, seriously, what a pleasant morning. The sun is shining and the birds are chirping.
You seem to be in a good mood today.
Astute observation.
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
They're even shaped like hearts. So, in lieu of the obstacle course today, I propose a nice, meditative nature walk. Does that sound delightful to everyone?
Yes, go, Sergeant!
Happy Heart Shapes are back for a limited time. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? MyPillow has given the same attention that they've given to their pillows now to towels and sheets. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly effective because they're absorbent, soft to the touch, no lotiony feel to them. Each Giza sheet also is made with the world's best cotton, making it ultra soft and breathable. The sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish and will have you sleeping like a dream. Every product is available in a variety of colors and sizes, machine washable, durable, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com to learn more about it. Right now, for all of the listeners to the DJV programs, all six-piece towel sets and Giza sheets are buy one, get one free. Just use the promo code DJV at checkout. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV for buy one, get one free on all six-piece towel sets and the Giza Dream Sheets. Look out for the weather wherever you are. Take it easy as you're driving around, huh? Pretty wild weather around the country. It's 21 after the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Inside info on what's going on in the world of technology and trending stories and social media, all of it wrapped together here at 23 after the hour on the DJV program. Jennifer is out. She'll be back, I think, sooner than you think. Victoria Keelan is here. Jay Kirshner is in charge of social media. So, a lot of people want to talk about the weather, right?
It is kind of a north versus south situation with Snowmageddon 2021 trending.
I was looking yesterday morning, I was looking at the news, and it was 88 degrees yesterday when I woke up in Palm Beach.
That must be nice.
Yeah, it was very pleasant. It was nice to have it after.
It was in the teens here all weekend.
Yeah, I know it was. And here where I am back on the farm this morning is 27 degrees going up to the mid-30s. So the rain that you're having down there overnight tonight maybe mixed a little bit with snow, but it's not going to be cold enough. But what happens in this circumstance, and it started like in Dallas and Oklahoma City and all that area down there where the rain freezes on the highways and people don't know how to drive. So crashes, 100-car crashes all over the place. And then the snow blew in on top of that ice. So the snow is on top of the ice. Many of you listening in Texas this morning have freezing cold temperatures and snow that is going to kind of ruin things there, warm up faster. Normal temperature in that region is probably around 50 this time of year, in the 50s. And the temperature there, I think in some parts of Texas, and in the plains, it's like 5 degrees, right? And that's what people are talking about.
Yeah,
and
they're not prepared for even a couple inches. I mean, there's no salt trucks or anything like we have in the north. People don't know that if you go into a slide, don't hit your brakes.
What do you mean, like we have in the north? You're in Nashville. What the hell do you know about what's going on?
I'm a northerner living in the south. I still claim Cleveland. I'm still, Cleveland, Ohio is still my home.
That's my home. Okay. All right, so you got that going on. We're also, because this is President's Week, asking you about your favorite president. I see that. So the most active one I find this most appealing to me is how much you rely on the Postal Service. What are you getting there?
Yeah, it seems like everybody's experiencing a lot of slowdowns, and they really do rely on USPS. Chris Bialcino. Depends on USPS for a lot, and it says it's taking over a week to get anything. WP also relies on the Postal Service, and it's been slow in Lexington, Kentucky. Jay sent his neighbor a priority letter, and it took 8 days. And this neighbor lives a quarter mile away from him. Yep, in central Southwest Virginia. 8 days to make it a quarter mile.
Why didn't he just bring it down the street himself?
Yeah, drop it off.
He was testing it. They were testing it. Yeah.
There you go.
They wanted to see how long it would take.
Yep. How's the test going on the national anthem rather than the salute the flag or just not have anything or America the Beautiful?
Greg Donahoe wouldn't mind having the Pledge of Allegiance in place of the national anthem, where Joanne Clawfley doesn't want any changes. She says the national anthem before sports is part of an American heritage. And John Baker says, no, get rid of it all. Let's just have a full minute of screaming and yelling and get amped for the game.
When did that start with the anthem being played before sporting events? Was it like World War II? Because this is not part of the fabric of America. When people say that, it's like, well,
during the war. During the war, they were
at, I wonder when.
No, well, at sporting events, they were looking for war bonds. They wanted people to buy war bonds so they could support the war effort. And the national anthem came as a patriotic encouragement. Okay, here's the national anthem. Now give us a buck.
Right.
And this is when people already were broke, like to the nth degree. You think some people have it tough now? 40% of the country during the war were broke. I mean, didn't have any place to live. They had food, talking about food insecurity, because it was all going to the war effort. There were no cars that were made for 4 or 5 years. There were no all production, all factories for everything was for the war effort. And certainly because we weren't alive then. We hear that story from maybe our parents or grandparents, but, that was part of the reality, frankly. Tough times. We think we have it tough now. You don't know what tough is till you go through what some of those people will tell you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky reiterates science reveals reopening schools without all teachers being vaccinated from COVID-19 is okay.
Through additional mitigation strategies such as teacher vaccination, the teachers are prioritized. But from a scientific standpoint, we know that it's possible to reopen schools safely without all of the teachers being vaccinated.
Representative Dr. Brad Wenstrup, the Republican from Ohio, says on Fox News his schools have been open since August without any
repercussions. And we need to look at the big picture.
We're not really looking at risk versus benefit, and a lot of kids are suffering. An entire generation of kids are going to suffer greatly, and the country will suffer from that as well.
President Biden on Sunday approved an emergency declaration for many states as winter storms stretch through the U.S. States of emergency have been declared in Alabama, Oregon, Oklahoma, Kansas, Kentucky, Mississippi, and Texas. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
As new COVID-19 infections continue to drop, health officials remind us people are still dying as the disease lingers. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki reports.
For the first time in several months, the United States is averaging fewer than 100,000 new cases of COVID-19 per day. Even with the positive news, health experts are warning that infections still remain high and precautions against the virus should still be taken. Dr. Megan Ranney is an emergency physician at Brown University, and she tells CNN that deaths from the virus remain high, but could fall along with cases if more vaccinations can be administered.
But the thing is, our hospitals are still full of people that were diagnosed over the last 2 months. And as we know, COVID very rarely kills immediately. It lingers, and those deaths continue to occur. So we're going to keep seeing deaths for weeks yet. When will we start to see deaths fall? Probably a month from now, but that's if all goes well. If we can keep those new variants at bay, and of course if we can get vaccinations into arms quick enough to keep the number of new infections low.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
WHO scientists say they have traced 13 COVID-19 strains to Wuhan, China. Under the backdrop of the Parkland school shooting 3 years ago, President Biden called on Congress to pass stricter gun laws, including banning assault weapons. In a statement from the White House, Biden on Sunday asked Congress to pass laws requiring background checks on all gun sales, banning assault weapons and high-capacity magazines, and eliminating immunity for gun manufacturers. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
After the hour, you're listening to the DJB program. I guess you probably figured that out. The voice of Doug Steffen, that's me, along with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner in this hour of the program. I'm not going to spend too much time on this, but I do want to make an observation about what happened this past weekend, the whole business of impeachment and the proceedings that went on. I was reminded of what happened in 1868 when the first president, Andrew Jackson, was impeached. And then there is Richard Nixon, who got it in the neck in 1973. And then there was Bill Clinton in 1998. Nixon was forced to resign. We all know that. There was a lot of support for conviction, and he wasn't going to, you know. One of the things people don't realize is that impeachment doesn't mean you're going to get booted. It's the process by which the people, and it isn't just used for presidents. It can be used for governors. There's a whole impeachment thing going on in California now, and some guy started to impeach, has started to impeach the governor of New York, too, if I'm not mistaken. I mean, somebody can start it, you come up with all kinds of things. But the conclusion that I make after having, you know, one of the things that I felt good about in college was understanding political science, understanding history, understanding the social ramifications of how we are. That was what I, one of the three things that I studied a lot when I was in school. It's because of my natural instincts brought me, and I was able at that time to actually pursue something that was my interest and also has served me well conversationally over the years on the radio. But one of the things that we learned about the impeachment, and I hadn't thought about this for a long time, but it came back up again because I'm looking at this whole thing and what really motivates or pushes people to do this in this day and age. And I was against the impeachment, and it was only because I thought that it was a circus and, you know, what's the point? He's out of office, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But when I dig back into my mind, and my opinion is based on these things, thinking it through, I concluded that in the terms of Clinton, not the case with Johnson, not the case with Nixon, but with Clinton and with Trump, his private immoral conduct and the fact that he lied is not a threat to our country. It isn't. It just isn't. It's maybe, I mean, it tells you who the guy is. Both of them lied under oath, and both of them have, you know, their conduct is less becoming, shall we say, than what you'd like to think a good president would be all about. And, you know, but that's not the way you, the, see, we're all misunderstanding what impeachment is all about. It's if you are a threat, if you have, let's say, and they never proved this, but there's certainly a lot of suggestion with Trump that he colluded with the Russians to win the election in 2016. Okay, so that was a charge. Did they get anywhere with it? No, didn't prove it. But there are a lot of suspicions. And then, you know, other things that have gone on that may help him in his personal life. And Clinton wasn't even smart enough when he was in office to do things to benefit himself monetarily. Trump probably has. But that was not a threat. The if you underline and underscore the definition of using an impeachment process, you must be able to prove that his or her actions were a threat to our country, and that was not the case with either Clinton or Trump. Now, it may have been, I think it was even questionable when it came to Richard Nixon, frankly, but it was never a question when it came to Andrew Johnson. Anyway, but understanding acquittal in the Senate and all the parts of the process that go on, I think that, again, I've said this many times, just kind of move on. And that's where I am, and that's why we're spending much time as we are on the vaccine. It's interesting to note that one of the common side effects, ladies, of the vaccine, not particularly surprising. We all know that our arms hurt. I've heard that from any number of people. I may be able to get my shot this week, by the way, thanks to Victoria. Thank you, Victoria, again.
Oh, sure.
For signing me up for that stuff. Anyway, mild fever. I had a friend of mine who was sick for a couple of days. Dr. Ken was sick for a day after he got a second shot. But this is something that you ought to be aware of. One of the lesser known side effects of the vaccine may cause symptoms that are similar to the warning signs of early stage breast cancer. I know the ladies saw this or not. A small number of people have developed swelling of the lymph nodes under their armpit after they get the vaccine. That's scaring. That would scare the hell out of me.
Yeah.
If I had something.
Well, the thing that's interesting about this is that every time you get a vaccine, your lymph nodes swell because that's the immune response. That's what it's supposed to do.
Right.
But the thing that women need to know is that there are a lot of women who have gotten the first shot, or, you know, if you're older, you've maybe gotten the second shot now, and they're timing it, you know, they're going in to get a mammogram, or they're getting, you know, an MRI or an ultrasound, and the lymph nodes are enlarged. And so then doctors are saying, okay, well, we need to biopsy that, which is the normal progression of things to figure out what's going on if you have cancer or, you know, whatever. And so now they're saying that because a lot of these women have had biopsies that have come back benign, where there's nothing going on, it's just related to the normal inflammation that comes with a vaccine, they're saying that you should make sure you space it out. So don't get the vaccine and then schedule a mammogram or an MRI or anything related to the breast. Don't do any of that for, you know, give it several weeks to let your lymph nodes naturally process the vaccine, and then they go back to their normal size. So then, you know, you're starting out with a really good base for your mammogram, because that can really throw everything off.
Yeah,
so it's something that no one ever thought about.
If you have it in your
doctors,
family, that stuff in your family,
And you could get, you could get a really scary report, and it turns out it's nothing. It's just related to the vaccine. So doctors anecdotally are now starting to be very vocal about this, saying, just make sure you give it enough time to spread out, between the vaccine and a mammogram.
All right. So I was reflecting a little bit. I spent a couple of days in Florida over the weekend. And there have been a lot of people who have said, oh, nobody wears a mask in Florida. That was not my experience at all. Even being at Mar-a-Lago itself and being around on the beach, in restaurants, in a hotel, everybody that I saw was wearing a mask unless they were eating. You think about what we have learned over this past summer and
fall.
Depends
where you are, too, I think, in every state.
Yeah, it might be. I mean, not just down there, but anywhere. There are a lot of places, Midwest, out in Des Moines, Iowa. There's a story floating around about the governor going into a deli and he didn't have a mask on. She didn't have a mask. Is it Kim Reynolds is the man, right? I don't remember who that was.
Anyway. I don't know.
Yeah. So the point here is that putting on a mask, even though some of you think that I have the freedom not to do it, it is wherever it's not being used. It's so simple. But wherever masks are not being worn, I saw a lot of people on the beach yesterday morning. I was having breakfast and looking out over the beach, beautiful, warm morning. And there were people parading up and down the beach, playing volleyball and with their children out and about. And pretty much to a person, they all had masks on. And that was even on the beach. I didn't go to any shopping centers per se, but I did go to a couple of restaurants, and that's what I saw there. The point I'm making is that we can easily, with the business of having the numbers going down quickly, which they are, people say, okay, I guess I don't need to wear a mask anymore. I don't have to maintain personal distancing. No,
this is not the time to do that. Every doctor has been warning about that we've had three surges,
right,
and that if we get a fourth, it's just because people right now are going to be too
lax. And we can't afford to. If you think about your own well-being, the whole business about what it's done to our economy and what maybe it's done to your job. I mean, think about if your own personal interests are, never mind, I'm for free, I don't have to wear the thing. Maybe you don't have to, but what does it do to your health and well-being, your family's health and well-being? And when I say well-being, I'm not just talking about your health, I'm talking about your financial well-being. This has been really detrimental to a lot of businesses. So I think it's worth thinking about, please, and don't ignore some of the stuff that's pretty obvious. I guess that's another way of looking at it. Meanwhile, Justin Timberlake has issued an apology. We'll talk about what that's all about right after this.
Ask me anything except that. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. In medieval times, knowledge, especially book knowledge, was reserved for the very few. The gatekeepers of the books discouraged people from asking questions, instead telling them to rely on faith. The fewer questions people asked, the easier it was to keep order. And what about now? We live in an age of information where we can see that stories with similar themes existed all over the planet in cultures that never interacted. So are we still to accept that one culture, one faith, has the monopoly on all things spiritual, even with the indisputable evidence that miraculous stories exist in all corners of the world? Ask me anything, but don't ask me that. Perhaps it's easier to deny the knowledge we have today. Still, if we're on a genuine pursuit to understand ourselves and the world, I'm not sure it's emotionally healthy to take any questions off the table. For more on the human experience, visit drchristianconti.com.
When it comes right down to the nitty-gritty in terms of choosing Calitrin and weight loss in general.
You know, with every purchase of Calitrin, you get your own personal Calitrin consultant. And our consultants They've been working for years helping customers lose weight with this product. We do everything we can to help you see where we even have a nurse available on staff should you want to talk to a nurse. But it really is a product that I think is different than every other weight loss product out there because it really works with your body, not against your body.
What's the midwinter deal right now, the winter sale? What's the special?
We've put up the early Valentine's special so you can make sure you get your delivery before Valentine's Day, but we've got the unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's buy four, get four free, buy 10, get 10 free. It's a perfect time to stock up and save or maybe even split it with a friend.
That's the Valentine's special at toploss.com for Kellatrin. Use the DJV code to have free shipping as well and get a hold of all these specials. Five at the hour now on the DJV program. There's Justin Timberlake in the background. He's issued an apology to Britney and to Janet Jackson for his past behavior. What did he do? I mean, the stuff about Britney, I guess, has been around more, but I didn't realize there was something with Janet Jackson. What's this all about?
Well, the Super Bowl. He walked away. Her entire career was decimated after the Super Bowl, the wardrobe malfunction.
You're talking about Janet Jackson.
Yeah, Janet.
Yeah.
And
right.
Justin Timberlake walked away completely without any consequences. And for a long time, people have still kind of not forgotten that. And he left Janet hanging. And they rehearsed it together. They planned it together. And he acted like, oh, I didn't know that was going to happen. And he just walked away.
So is he a jerk? Everybody thinks he's a nice guy.
I have always thought that he was incredibly full of himself and very smug. And, I think he's talented. I don't like his personality, though. I never really have. But with the Britney thing, it's kind of all resurfaced because of the Britney documentary, Framing
right.
Britney Spears.
Yeah.
And so in it, he was horrible to her. And when they broke up, I mean, he did the revenge video and he slut-shamed her before we even knew that term. I mean, he has a long history of being a douche. And now people are trolling him, and so he put out this apology, which didn't even, I mean, to me, it's very well crafted, and I don't even know if he wrote it.
Clever.
But
somebody else wrote it. Some PR.
It's incredibly well crafted. It does not come across
I want to take accountability. What does that mean? He doesn't assume accountability. He says,
yeah, like, what's he going to do? What's he going to do?
For my own missteps and all this, as well as part of the world that uplifts and supports. I care deeply about the well-being of the people I love and have loved. Okay, well, it sounds like a prayer you might say at night before you go to bed, but it sounds like a little phony baloney stuff going on there. Speaking of that, the daughter of Kellyanne Conway made her debut. American Idol started this past weekend. Anybody see her on it? Apparently there were...
No. Did she make it through?
I didn't. That's what I was wondering.
The question
I feel like
came,
she probably wouldn't.
I saw the question was, huh? Can she sing? At all. So it was just a question of her and her name probably that got her there more than anything else.
She sang a song by Rihanna. I'm looking it up to see.
She was told, remember, by the crowd, you become a winner by learning how to lose. So
her mother said that to her.
Oh,
yeah, her mother was there on video, and I guess her father was in the room with her. So she apparently started out singing Love on the Brain, which is a really gorgeous Rihanna song, but it's a tough song to sing. And then I guess Katy Perry interjected and said, all right, start over because, you're not going where you need to go. Mm-hmm. And then she got a chance to redeem herself, and she sang Adele's When We Were Young. And so I don't know if she made it through. I'm not sure.
Luke
Bryan, I guess, didn't think she was that great, but
no.
I don't know.
I think
Lionel Richie said her second song was better than the first, but
I don't know. I wouldn't put my daughter. I mean, she made the decision, but at that age, I wouldn't have put my daughter through that, especially given all the stuff about her mother, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Meanwhile, on the gossip front, Chris Harrison, who's been the host of the Bachelor shows, is stepping back. What did he do? Fool around with one of the Bachelorettes?
It's too long to get into right now, but no, it's a really big deal in the reality world.
All right, so we'll get to that then. In the meantime, it's 10 before the hour on the DJV program.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's Money Pit time here on the DJV program. Time for us to have a weekly visit, kind of like a checkup. You know, I want him to take my temperature every week when he's here, Tommy.
See how your house is doing this
yes,
week.
Yes, right. Exactly.
Barns.
Yeah, right. It's Tom Kreidler, who's the co-host of the nationally syndicated Money Pit home improvement radio program. They have lots of assets there, podcasts and newsletters and all that good stuff. But it gets down to the nitty-gritty. We like to hear from you about questions you have for Tom. So Lori has a kitchen with only one window, and that's her only source of natural light. So she wants Tommy's suggestion on window coverings that provide style but don't block out the light. That's a good question, actually, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, for kitchen windows, especially small kitchen windows or single kitchen windows, I'm an advocate of no kitchen window covering whatsoever. I think that's one window where you don't need it. Mm-hmm. So I would just tell you not to use one.
How many people put plants in design?
They call it the naked kitchen window. It has nothing on it. And I think it's a fine idea. Unless you're like staring down at your neighbor's backyard or something, I think...
I see your next door neighbor naked. Fine. All right. But how many people in their kitchen at the window grow things? Like they start tomato plants? Or,
yeah. And ends up having its own little natural forest anyway.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. A little privacy hedge.
Yeah,
with basil plants.
Yeah. All right. Valentine's Day is over, and a lot of thoughtful people who got beautiful flowers and bouquets for Valentine's Day have a question for you. That is, how do I make these flowers last? What keeps them from going gonzo?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of theories on that, and some of the ones that that I noticed were vodka supposedly stops the production of the chemical that causes wilting.
Really?
Copper in the water prevents bacteria. Bleach stops mold from forming in the water. And sugar replaces the rush that occurs during photosynthesis and gives the bloom a surge of energy. And all of those are wrong. The one thing that I've found that works really well to keep flowers alive is, wait for it, Red Bull. Red Bull does it. Yep. You put a Red Bull in the water, and it definitely extends
the life. Now, how did you come by, how did you come by this knowledge? What provoked you to pour some Red Bull into...
It actually wasn't my source. I was wandering in my local supermarket one day and around this time of year, and our florist there was a great guy, and he had done an experiment where he had tested bleach and aspirin and pennies and lemon juice and sweet and low and all sorts of stuff, including the traditional flower foods that they give you. And he also tested Red Bull. And Red Bull was hands down the most powerful additive to make those flowers last.
Isn't that interesting? People and their ideas. All right. Now, I know that you were telling us last week about replacing your heating system.
Yeah.
That's a big deal. So how did it come out? How did it work? What's your experience?
Yeah, it's a big project, you know, because we had an old gas boiler and a water heater, and it was midwinter, so we had to get this right. But I was interested in replacing them because of their age and because of the wasted energy. We replaced it with a combi system. A combi system is like a tankless unit. And, Doug, it's the size of a kitchen cabinet, literally. It's about 17 inches wide and about 27 inches tall. And hangs on the wall in the basement, and it does everything. And what was really surprising about it, in addition to the efficiency, was the number of the complete variety of costs I got when I went to contractors for prices on it.
Right.
The guy that I've been using for my service work for several years came in at over $15,000, close to $16,000, which I thought was nuts. So I went out and I got two prices off a Home Advisor, and both those guys came in at around $7,000. So less than half.
So what did you tell him, the guy that was your usual?
Yeah, I fired him. I said, not only am I not using this, I'm not using you for service anymore on any of my properties, period.
There's
folks out there that are just like Hail Mary pass with some of these prices. You know, if they get it, fine.
Right.
You know, a friend of mine says, well, you know, they figure if you're dumb enough to hire them, then they're going to do it.
Well, that's not so dumb anymore.
That's right.
All right, the newest podcast that you have, episode 2075, is right out of my alley, some decor secrets. The farmhouse secrets, they're not necessarily just for farmhouses, right?
Well, the farmhouse decor and modern farmer's decor are two decor styles that are super popular today. In fact, they're up year over year over 2019. We talk about that, as well as one of my perennially popular topics is how to get rid of popcorn ceilings. People hate popcorn ceilings, as do I.
Yeah, they
and there
awful.
Is a way to get rid of them and not have to tear your ceiling down in the process. So we cover that, including some. And then we also get into baby proofing and some basement bedroom rentals, another trend where folks are taking up that space for family members.
Yeah. Create more space down there. Okay, good. Check out the podcast. It's MoneyPits/podcast and the newsletter and all that good stuff. Tom Kreidler here with Doug Steffen.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.